Many thanks, Ian. Our last set of news items is a fair old mix. A garden festival this month and awards for a local bookshop and a local whisky producer. Also, the popularity of a red Highland cow. A festival celebrating urban green spaces in Norwich is returning for its second year. The Norwich Community Gardens Festival will take place across the city on April the 25th and 26th and includes more than 30 green spaces from parks and allotments to orchards. The festival invites people to explore, enjoy and learn more about the volunteer-run gardens that help to make Norwich a fine city. The event is organised by volunteers Alina Sandu and Lucy Moore Fuller, with support from Norwich Eco Hub and Norwich City Council. Miss Sandu said, "You can find a community garden in every corner of Norwich. Somewhere there's a park, an allotment or a verge. A group of volunteers have got together and decided to look after it for their communities and for the nature that thrives there. This festival celebrates those volunteers and their work and hopes to inspire others to join their local community garden."
The owner of a bookshop is over the moon after winning a major award. The Book Hive on Norwich's London Street has been named Independent Bookshop of the Year for the East of England yet again. It first won in 2018 and then again in 2020, alongside several nominations for the category over the years. Henry Late, the owner, posted on social media, "We're over the moon. Thank you to all our wonderful customers, to the awards, and huge congratulations to the shortlisted bookshops." Also up for the award were the Holt Bookshop and Norfolk Children's Book Centre, which is currently based in Albi, but will be moving to Wroxham Barnes. Mr. Late opened the store in 2009. It's also where two publishing companies, Galley Beggar Press and Propolis, were founded. In 2022, he opened a second branch of the Book Hive on Red Lion Street in Aylsham. The overall winner for Independent Bookshop of the Year will be revealed during the British Book Awards ceremony at Grosvenor House, London, on May the 11th.
The English distillery in Roundham was named World's Best Single Malt Small Batch at the 2026 World Whiskies Awards for its English Gently Smoked Sherry Hogshead. This is the brand's second major world title in 3 years, after it also won World's Best Single Malt in 2024 for its English Sherry Cask, solidifying its reputation among the world's elite whisky producers. "We're generally still in disbelief," Andrew Nelstrop, managing director of the English distillery, said. "To win a World's Best Whiskies title once was extraordinary, but to do it again and in such a short space of time is something neither we nor my father could have dared to dream of when he and Ian started this amazing journey 20 years ago."
A Royal Air Force veteran who turned his experience of limb loss into a business supporting others through their rehabilitation has been shortlisted for an award recognising startups. Rich Davis launched Norwich-based Limbs Axis Systems last year after losing his leg while serving in the RAF. While undergoing rehabilitation, he realised there were gaps in how patients rebuild strength and progress over time. His company is now working to address this with a patent-pending device designed to support those with major amputations and lower limb injuries. A prototype is currently in development with the aim of improving long-term outcomes for patients. Limb Axis Systems has now been shortlisted for the Rising Star Award in the East of England at the 2026 UK Startup Awards.
Highland cows that found fame on TikTok last summer have returned to their Norfolk home after a winter getaway. Taverham Mill near Norwich has welcomed back the herd of seven cows after they spent the colder months at Alton Water in Suffolk. The girls are back on the water meadows for the spring and summer, Harry Way Barker, Reserve and Fisheries Manager at Taverham Mill, said. In time, we'll be once again feeding the Highland cattle from the designated feeding station. This will be announced on our social media pages. The cows found fame last summer after a TikTok video of people feeding them garnered more than 1 million views. However, Mr. Way Barker had to stop offering the free pellets when they were all gone within the first half an hour of opening, with many visitors leaving disappointed. In the meantime, those visiting Taverham Mill can still see the cows grazing on the water meadows. Families can enjoy swirl cinnamon buns that are now available in the refurbished cafe. And we've come to the end of part one, so we will hand you over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So it's goodbye from both of us.
Goodbye.